Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy always brighten your day. Just like the half price savings on big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Great savings every day. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon, and it is a huge one today.
It's not just any old Friday afternoon.
And sometimes we say that and we don't mean it. Sometimes sometimes I say it just because I've got nothing else to say.
Sometimes we're talking about same, but backwards. That's the most exciting thing we have coming up.
And we go, God, big show, as we both look at each other with blank eyes, like, what's on the show? But today we both know what's on the show, and it's a big one.
So here's a tease. You know how I got your passport in 24 hours for you?
Yes.
48, I think, but let's go with 24. Yep. There was a reason that you needed your passport to be renewed and ready to go.
For a work trip.
But we normally don't really go on work trips without our beautiful listeners, do we?
No.
No.
That would be a holiday.
That would be a holiday. So later in the show, we are going to tell you how you can work
trip
slash holiday.
For you, it's holiday.
Very soon.
We enjoyed it as well.
Yeah. But something more exciting, actually not more exciting, this is nowhere near as exciting, something equally fun is happening next week.
We don't do well with big shows. They make us nervous.
And it has inspired my booty drop for today.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the club. The club makes me want to hit the club. Hit the club.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
The ring is so bad.
We're gonna whack.
Big Moss booty drop.
You were taking on Tim Zhu in a boxing match next week. That's you, three rounds, eating a kebab between each round, taking on Tim Zhu, the world champ. And so my booty drop for you today is Blue Cantrell, Hit 'Em Up Star.
Thank you.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's back, isn't it?
Well, we don't have a name for the segment.
Carrie presents the internet.
This is funny stuff I've seen online, guys. Yeah. I'm curating it.
Oh, is this the thing that got a huge laugh from producer Pip before the show started?
Yes. I'll save that one for last.
Okay.
Because I think that one is going to be something that women everywhere go, oh, and guys go, what? But anyway, we'll save that one. So this is just funny little meme. I don't even know if they're memes, little sentences I see on Instagram.
They're jokes.
One of them was, I picked up my mum.
Oh, my God.
I picked up my mum drunk the other day and she said, can we get McDonald's? To which I replied, no, we've got food at home. I've been waiting for years to say that.
Have you ever had that chat with Ollie?
Because he's not drunk yet.
Yeah, I'm just wondering
and
why
he's not
it hits
picking me up yet.
Why does that hit?
Because whenever I used to go out and mum used to pick us up, I always wanted to go past McDonald's and she'd say, there's food at home. Much like the next. Being married is mostly pointing out that the other person's always on their phone during the small window that you're not on yours. But this is the one that I think is very funny. It's actually not that funny. It's just so true.
You know what I love about jokes? When they're true.
I didn't say they were jokes. I just
said
they
were.
No, I said they were funny things.
So you said they were sentences.
Funny sentences I've seen on Instagram.
Is a funny sentence not a. Okay.
Mum, I'm sorry for all the times I didn't take out the chicken from the freezer. I get it now. Do you not get it?
No, I don't get it.
Because, like, you know, when you're growing out and mum. Growing.
Yeah, I've been growing
up. And mum would say to you, like, when you got home from school, can you take the chicken out of the freezer? Yes. So by the time she got home to cook it would be defrosted. And then you never did because you forgot.
Yeah.
And then she'd get home, she'd have this rock hard chicken that if you put in the microwave, half of it would let it cook to a crisp. And then the other half wouldn't. Well, now as a parent, I just wish they'd do what I asked, which is take the chicken out from the freezer.
Yes.
See?
Yeah,
I get stuff.
Now laugh.
Is that the segment? It's good stuff with Carrie Bickmore. See? It's good stuff with Carrie.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, or should we say the punching bag princess.
Look at me though. What am I doing?
Smiling.
Oh, you won't be able to smile soon?
No. Huh? I'm smiling because I got an update for you.
world champ boxer Tim Zhu.
Would you be interested in the first ever match of kickboxing? Boxing, but at each round you have to need a kebab.
All right, let's do it. All right, I'll do it.
Don't ever say it's over if he's feeding kebabs in both hands and Tommy's eating. Tim Zhu's gonna spar. He's boxing with a star. Kickboxing.
Oh, Bickers, I knew the day was going to come, but I've got a sponsor.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm a sponsored athlete. Are you a sponsored athlete?
Hold on, what do you mean?
It's a boxing thing.
Because someone, you know why. This sponsor wants to have its name plastered everywhere when the vision of you getting absolutely humiliated
goes viral. No, that's not true.
Viral.
No, no, if that was true, I would have to write their name on the soles of my feet. That's what boxers do when they know they're going to get knocked out. They'll write a casino's name on the soles of their feet.
Why would you want to be the casino with the loser?
What do you mean? Because you just, your name pops up
on
the
screen. Everyone thinks loser. And then that casino.
Oh, and they think the casino's
going to lose. I mean, to be fair, when you go to the casino, you're going to lose. So it's probably fitting. Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting distracted.
Is that Everlast?
Yeah.
Everlast is sponsoring you.
Yeah.
I
don't know technically, but anyway, a bag of Everlast stuff arrived for me today because Tim Zhu is sponsored by Everlast, right?
Oh.
And they must have heard, there's a new kid in town. I haven't spoken to Tim, but I assume him.
No, all that's happening is their ambassador is going to be at an event and they don't want to see competing sponsorship of sporting stuff in the vision. So they've sent you a whole, you're not their new ambassador.
Yes, I am.
They're not sponsoring you.
Boy, have you seen how much stuff from Everlast because doesn't have? It's heaps.
Have quite a lot. I buy it, but yeah.
Okay.
What have you got? You've got some shorts.
I've got trunks. Because I'm assuming, I haven't spoken to Tim, but I'm assuming this means they've pulled his deal. And, you know, to free up some salary cap space.
They give you gold trim because they think you're the champ.
Oh, my gosh. Look, choice of champions. That's me.
What's the head thing you got going on there?
That's a helmet.
That's to protect Tim's hands as he smashes his head in.
Oh, my gosh.
But none of that's sort of needed.
Yeah.
It's a bit redundant.
This is what I'm going to wear.
No,
look
that's... No.
I got gold. Yeah. I got a gold robe.
Oh, that's awesome. But that's
and
not what you're wearing.
Boxing shoes.
Oh,
they're
sick.
Cool, aren't they?
What's on the soles?
It is an ad for Michelin on the soles. So the Michelin has sponsored me. Knockout.
Michelin man.
Pippa, how dare you? I'm tired of all those jokes.
That's all very well, but this is a kickboxing match, not a boxing match.
Yeah.
So you're eating kebabs.
Yes.
And so boxing. It's only fitting that you're dressed as a kebab while you're boxing.
What do you mean?
Well, you're not an actual boxer. You know that, yeah.
What are these then? Because they're boxing trunks.
But it's a kickboxing match.
I can't wait for you to wear those to boxer size.
So this here is your...
Come on.
That's you. That is you, baby. That's what you're wearing boxing.
It's a kebab. For those people
who can't see it. We're going to put this up on socials.
It's a kebab, but it's a dress. Have you got me a dress?
It's like a smock.
It's going to be intimidating.
Yeah. On the plus side, when you drip kebab sauce down your front, it'll... Look like it's supposed to be there.
Look at that's disgusting.
That's what I'm wearing.
At Carrie Tommy Show on the socials, if you
want to
see it.
If you vomit, though, you won't see it because that there all looks like vomit.
With Biro on the pit of bread, can we light it Everlast?
No, they don't want to be associated with this outfit.
Yeah, I'm their new man.
Yeah, and you're not. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy.
DLC is no scrubs for your Friday arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Scrubs welcome on this next announcement. We're going to announce where we are off to next.
Yes.
We've
and
had
you can
so many people.
As long as you're not a scrub.
So many people DMing us wanting to know where our next big adventure is going to take us.
Any scrubs?
Someone has said, OMG. Oh, my God, Lee said, are you doing a trip to Paris? Well, you'll have to find out next. Someone else, Europe, ?
Do they look
it
like scrubs?
It is a nice time to go to Europe.
Do they look like scrubs?
No, Paige doesn't look like a scrub, neither does Lee.
Give us a look.
I don't reckon we need to start Facebooking people.
Oh, you're on scrubby.org.
Where are we off to next? You're about to find out.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Ça va?
Bonjour. Bickers, your mustache looks fetching.
Does it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yours not so much.
Why?
Because it's Luigi.
Because it's wrong part of the world.
I know, but that's what you look like.
But don't do that. Yeah. You're ruining the visual feast we're painting for people.
Sorry in French yet. Probably should.
Désolé.
Je suis désolé. Mais. My mustache is dripping off my face.
Dripping or ripping?
It's dripping off of my face. should we just play the package?
Yeah, let's play the package.
I get those goosebumps every time.
Every year. Kerry and Tommy travel to the biggest cities in the world.
Yeah, when I'm with my squad, I cannot do no wrong.
And take you to see the biggest artists in the world.
I get those goosebumps every time.
The Spice Girls in London. Taylor Swift in L.A.
I get those goosebumps every time.
But in 2023...
Oh, my God. I'm dreaming. This is crazy.
We're going bigger. We're going fancier. We're going... Magnifique.
Magnifique.
Say bon voyage to Australian winter.
As you rendezvous with Kerry and Tommy.
In the creme de la creme of European cities.
Paris.
Paris.
Au revoir, les enfants.
Oh, bye, kids.
Marvel at the iconic Eiffel Tower.
Stroll the Champs-Élysées like royalty.
Savor divine cuisine in the chic bistros. Join Kerry and Tommy.
All right.
In a VIP suite.
What else could you want?
To see one of the biggest artists in the world. She has a certain je ne sais quoi about her.
Pink, you lucky f***ers.
Pink.
Y'all ready to fun?
Pink and Paris.
With Kerry and Tommy.
This is where you'll get all the details and tickets.
What about us? So raise your glass if you are gone. I think I've finally had enough.
Flights, accommodation, and a VIP suite to see Pink in Paris.
Here for your entertainment.
See the breathtaking and awe-inspiring Pink. Catch the daily code word each morning in breakfast.
Keep it here.
Listen all day for when to text through the code word. And voila, you could be one step closer to joining Kerry and Tommy in Paris.
It's going to be really fun.
Pink in Paris with Kerry and Tommy.
Pink's album, Trustful, is out now.
Y'all ready to have fun?
Want to come with us to Paris?
Of course you do.
Of course you do.
You've never been to Paris?
No, of course I haven't.
Well, don't say of course you haven't. You've been a lot of places.
It's my one place I haven't been. I can't wait because this is so exciting.
Do you know what I've worked out? You know they say the French people don't smile a lot.
It's because men.
I think it's because their moustaches don't enable them to because mine keeps falling off every time I smile.
They're holding on their little sticky moustache to their face. One of the biggest artists in the world, one of the most beautiful cities in the world, and we want to take you.
Yeah, you and your bestie. Return flights from Australia to Paris. 5 nights accommodation with breakfast daily. Tickets to see Pink live from our fully catered private suite. Oh, my God, you're doing this in luxury.
Yes.
This is amazing, and it is all happening so soon. How do people get involved, Tommy?
Just head to carryandtommy.com.au. There'll be a mobile phone number there that you need.
Save it to your phone.
Save it to your
phone.
Remember it. Because each day, listen to The Breakfast Show, and you'll be given a code word. You then message that code word to that mobile number. That puts you on the list for the day, and then you listen to your radio, and you wait by your phone, and then you buddy your baguette, and then you pack your bags, and then you meet us at the airport, you give us a hug, we have a martini, we get on the plane, we get off to Paris,
French.
And then I don't know, but I like them. And then we get off.
How about a Prosecco?
A real?
Champagne.
Champagne, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I'm really good at it myself. I'm eating a croissant. Does that mean we can eat daily
done,
croissants?
Yeah. I'm holding a baguette.
Your chance to enter starts Monday. We cannot wait to see you in Paris.
It is all thanks to Specsavers. Specsavers stores are proudly run by local optometrists so they can put your care first. Book a bulk build eye test today. Specsavers, your care is their business. Now, guys, let's get the party started.
Let's get in the mood.
With a bunch of Pink songs you could be hearing live in Paris.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm not a regular mum, yeah.
What, you're a cool mum? Yeah. Fun mum. I cool forget mum. Which one. Cool mum.
Fun mum, Carrie Bickmore.
No, fun
yeah,
mum.
That's me.
Yeah, forgetful mum of which mum she is.
I think I'm a cool mum.
I know you do.
Yeah. No, but I am.
We're all like, aware that you think.
No, no, no. Okay, I'm asking not what I think.
Oh.
I'm asking around the room, would you say I was a regular mum or a cool mum? And I'm looking at all of you in the
can
eye.
Can I just, before we get everyone's votes, I do think one of the things about being cool is that you don't have to say, I'm cool.
Sometimes you've got to defend your honour, you know.
Who's charging you of being uncool?
My son. Oh, well, it's not that he said it. It's just in his actions.
Really?
Yeah, this morning he finished his exam and I said, walk down to the cafe so that you don't have to walk home in the rain. I'll come pick you up. Mm. And then he said, can we get some breakfast? I'm hungry. I'm starving. And I said, of course. He said, what do you want? And I said, no, I'll order it when I get there. You go ahead. You order. I'll be there soon. And then I'm almost there. I'm so excited because I'm like, oh. Just an unexpected brunch with my son.
Cool.
How cool.
How cool.
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 That's what cool mums do.
Cool.
They have brunch on a day are we Friday with their sons. Anyway. But 2 seconds before
brunch?
I got there.
Oh, all right, no, he's 15.
He sent me a message and
he said.
But
a cool mum would.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
He said, FYI, my friends are here, so you'll need to sit on your own.
Oh, wow.
And so I walked into the cafe and he's there with his three mates on a four-person table.
And did you still have to pay for his brunch?
Of course I did. Probably paid for all of them. So I walked up and
what do you
I
mean,
said.
Probably. Do you have an account running there or something? A tab?
Nah, he's got Apple Pay. It's connected to my cards. This is boring.
Oh, my gosh.
One... What do you mean?
Does he?
What do you mean?
He's got access to your money?
Oh, you are a cool mum.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or he's not a cool son.
What do you mean? Like, he checks with me before he buys stuff.
Oh, there we go. That's the answer.
No, he's so sweet. He'll say to me, can I buy whatever? Or you'll just see a charge to your card. It was because I needed a sandwich.
I think you've answered both of your questions.
Yeah.
I think he's sweet. And I think you're sweet. You're a sweet mum.
No,
and he's a sweet
I'm a cool mum. I'm not
a
sweet mum. And I got there, and I will have you know, I said to him, oh, where am I going to sit? Like this. And the waiter said, I can pull up a chair. And then I said, oh, I won't do that to you. And all of his friends said, no, that's fine. I'm like, yeah, because I'm a cool mum, and they're happy for me to sit there.
Mm, you know what they sound?
Yeah.
Sweet.
But then I thought, were they just saying that because they knew there was no space for me to join the table?
Of course, this all stinks of desperation.
Yeah, and then I went to sit on my own and then I thought, oh, can I sit on my own? And then Ollie said, I can just walk home. I was like, oh my God, he doesn't even want me in the same vicinity.
You didn't even get brunch.
No, so I got a coffee and went home.
Hot coffee or a cool coffee?
A cool coffee.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that is where you're at for your Friday afternoon, and it's mayhem at Chemist Warehouse with half price off all big brand vitamins and cosmetics. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Speaking of mayhem.
Yes.
It's going to get a bit hectic.
Is it?
Yeah.
We're going to get heckers with our next guest.
Yeah, she loves it. Her tunes make you get a bit heckers in the club.
She's so cute when she's heckers because she's so little. It's like this tiny little hurricane going around.
Yeah, who are we talking about? Carla Minogue. She joins us. What? Are you just going to tease?
Oh, we got Shakira.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
She's got a new album out, Tension. Yes. It'll be out in September. Her brand new single is out now. She's one of our faves, Kylie Minogue.
Hey, thank you. Hi.
First question, is it your new single, Padam Padam or Padam Padam?
However you're feeling. I say Padam Padam.
Padam.
Padam Padam.
Padam. Yes, like Edith Piaf's famous song.
Were you ever tempted to rhyme Padam with bum?
No.
Neither.
No, but I'm so sorry you said that.
Or Papa Dum. Tell us about the new song and the new album. It's awesome. We had a little sneak peek before and then we heard the song and it is amazing. Made me want to go out dancing in the clubs. What's the inspo for the album and this song?
Just to do it all again for my sins. So I started about a year and a half ago kind of casually into the studio with some people that I, co-writers that I love. Like, it's just such a fun place to be, and we can just create and make stuff for the day. And then probably a couple of months after that, I spoke with my label and we said, this is happening. We're going to make another album. And then that's it. You work hard and stress and all of that, and here we are. And I literally can't believe it's my 16th album.
That's crazy.
I was going to ask, does the process, you say you stress and then, you know, it turns out, I would have thought by 16 some of that stress would have subsided, or is it still the same?
I think it's a different stress because I had to learn how to self-record for my disco album in 2020, and far from packing all that stuff away, no, it literally is, it goes everywhere with me. I'm going to have kind of separation anxiety when I don't have my studio. It's just, I've just always got it. It's a pain to travel with, but it's it's there. So I guess the new stress is I can work any time of the day or night, and I just, oh my God, I just drill down on details and then I drive everyone else mad. But yeah, there's satisfaction amongst that stress.
What do you mean you take it everywhere?
But it's a good stress. It's a good stress.
Pack it down into a suitcase and there you
go. I do.
Oh my God. And that's your studio that you record your music in.
Yeah. I'll carry the mic with me because it's just super, I've turned into a geek. It's a very lovely, you're not mishearing this, Telefunken 251 that I carry.
I love the 251.
And going through airport. But the 251.
Yeah, I know.
And so taking that through airport security, I'm just waiting. They're like, excuse me, ma'am, what is this in your bag? Oh, that's just my Telefunken 251.
And do they make you just sing just to prove
you may know
it
from songs like Padam Padam?
So give us, because obviously I'm not musical at all, so I don't even know what that looks like. Is that like a sampler thing? Does it look like a keyboard or what is it?
It's a valve mic. So,
that's the mic.
It's probably not dissimilar to what you make your award-winning radio shows on. Maybe?
Yeah, we've just got wooden paper
also,
cones.
You're mistaken. I think we've won any awards.
yogurt pots and string.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Kylie, I've been wanting to ask you for a little while about strange gigs. I've only recently started hearing stories about very high-profile singers like yourself that get booked for private gigs in the Middle East where they go and play for some sheikh at their party or something. Have you had any of those amazingly weird and wonderful private gigs?
I haven't had that particular thing, but usually I'd say 9 times out of 10, they're actually really fun to do.
Yeah.
And there certainly isn't a stigma around doing a corporate event or a private party. That's just what happens now. And I guess if you're into it, it's amazing because you don't have to worry about selling tickets. You don't have to plan a tour. It's normally in a nice location. You do due diligence and, you know, try and see that these are people that you quite like to hang out with. And, they're normally super fun.
Yeah.
But I don't have – I'm just trying to think of one of the weirder ones I've done.
Sorry, I put you on the spot, Carl.
You kind of have. I'm just thinking, is it like a boat? Or, I mean, if there'd been one that's like, hey, we want to go to space and back and do a performance – a weightless performance. Yeah. That would be something to talk about. I'm just putting it out there.
If anyone can make it happen, I'm sure it's you. I don't think putting it out to us, we're not going to be able to make that happen for you, but I reckon you just say, I want to go to space and perform and it'll happen.
With your yogurt pots and string, if we add a few lollipop sticks to that, we can do anything.
That's true.
Carls, up next, if you can stick around, I want to ask you about the Neighbours reunion that you were a part of, the final show, and how you feel about the show ending, but they're not ending. We're
going to do that next. On the other side of her brand new one, this is Kylie Minogue, Padam Padam.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Friday arvo, and we are still joined by Kylie Minogue.
Thanks for sticking around, Kylie. If you had to describe how you feel about where you're at in life and just how you feel in life at the moment in three words, what three words would you use?
Oh, it's, I feel like I'm on, a tough quiz show.
What's the first thing you think about?
I know, I figured it out. Work in progress.
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry for making you feel like you're on a quiz show, but just one more quick question.
All right.
What's the capital of Morocco?
I hope it's Marrakesh.
I've got no idea.
Hey, can we talk about Neighbours? It was so awesome to have you back for the final ep. Although, did you know at the time that it was going to come back again in another form?
No idea. So probably like everyone else, when that news came through that it's back, we're a bit like, oh, okay. But I did get a nice email from the producer, just reassuring me and probably everyone else that that was obviously something they were hoping for and fought really hard for before the end of the series as we know it. But to think of the cast and the crew getting back together, I think it's an Australian institution.
Absolutely. It's not even just an Australian institution, because Misha Barton's come out to film and she said the reason that she's filming it is you were her inspo to go on the show.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she said she loved that you were on it, and she thought that because you were on it, okay, that she'd go on it. Yeah, and she's down in Australia at the moment. Ramsay Street.
I'll tune in. She's down in Nunawading.
Nunawading.
I thought about Nunawading the other day because, random, one of my nephews, my eldest nephew, is 17, so he's got his learners and, you know, canvassing me to get his hours up in my car. And I said, so when you go for your license, you're going to go manual or automatic? And it just took me back to my Datsun 1200 racing to get to Nunawading like late at, you know, 6:30 in the morning, and the anxiety I had about the handbrake start on one of the hills to get there. And he's looking at me going, Anakik, what are you talking about? Like, never mind, just get your license. Stick with automatic, you'll be fine.
Well, do you know, when I first started on Rove all those years ago, where we used to film was on the same set out in Nunawading as like opposite was where Neighbours was. And I remember before I pulled up, my image of like showbiz and what it would be like filming like Neighbours. And when I arrived in the pitch black, in the freezing cold in Nunawading at the lot, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
honestly so different.
Exactly. But it's so awesome to think of how many shows were done there. And we used to, around the back, but this is probably not of interest to any of your listeners. I'm so sorry. But you would drive to the car park around the back of Channel 10, and that was the quote unquote prison of prisoner cell block H.
Oh.
From back in the day.
How steeped in history.
I know. Anyway, sorry to divert.
No, I only just had a good question about what you said before. Do your family call you Anakik?
Yeah. So yeah, cute. The kids do.
Kick's so cute. Where does Kick?
It was Kiki, Kick, and yeah. I mean, they'll call me Kylie sometimes.
Does that start with, often those nicknames start with one of the young kids that can't say the name correctly?
Yeah. Probably. It sounds like that.
Hey, we are so excited to have the new song out, to have the new album coming out in September. Look forward to having you back down under soon, Carls. Thank you, as always.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Carly.
Also, one quick thing. Capital, just so you might want to know, is Rubat.
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 Not.
Oh, it's Rubat.
It's Rubat.
Oh, no, I'm going to be edit.
You're not going to be allowed into Rubat.
No. And I do love going to Morocco, so I'll have to
take a lesson.
Yeah, take a lesson.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. All right. Bye.
Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran's Eyes Closed for your Friday arvo. And guys, it's mayhem at Chemist Warehouse with half price off all big brand vitamins and cosmetics. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You guys haven't noticed today, but I'm wearing a full face.
Are you?
Yes.
Is that because of our big announce about going to see Pink in Paris?
It is, but also I just wanted to feel nice.
Oh, and do you feel better?
Yeah, I feel great.
Great. So if you want to feel like Tommy,
yeah,
just go into Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah, some Revlon around the eyes is what my big secret is.
I thought it was the Maybelline.
No, that's incorrect. No. I'm sorry. I was trying to make you feel good, but that is just flat out wrong.
What can I get from Revlon?
To my stuff. Don't make me give away all my secrets. This is my look.
All right, go get your own look at Chemist Warehouse.
No, I've already got mine.
No, I'm telling everybody listening.
Sorry, yes.
Anyway, up next, bit of health competition.
Yep.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Friday arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
Oh, Bickett. Sorry, I didn't bring this up earlier, and I hope it's okay with you. I have actually got a celebrity friend of mine who's going to fill in for me today.
Oh.
Yeah. Would you like, oh, they can probably introduce themselves, actually. Jump on up here.
Hello, it's me, Rod Stewart, and I'm here to play same, but backwards, isn't it? Hey, Tommy, it's not going well, so old Rod's here to mix it up. Anyway, how do you play?
Do you know a lot of commercial music?
No. Not much.
No.
But I do know if there's one thing I know, me, Rod, is backwards stuff. ask me what my name is backwards.
What's your name backwards?
Door. Oh, sorry, I've been to ask you back. What's your name backwards there, love?
Erak.
That was pretty slow. You're going to lose. Looks like Door's going to win.
Here's your first song.
Door. Oh, that was Give It to Door. I'm a guest.
Why have you turned like a little It's got a little air of your heritage in it.
Oh, wait, me or me mate?
Your mate, Tommy.
Me mate, Emot.
Push it, salt and pepper.
Give it to Rod.
Sorry, guys,
how
just
often,
interject. Why do I go to all this effort, get a celebrity guest, if you're not even going to let him buzz in?
Okay.
Add that one.
Why don't you pick a celebrity guest that's not so old, and then he'll be a bit quicker on the buzzer.
Is this you
or Tommy?
No, hang on.
Why are you bringing up his age? He's an international superstar.
Yeah.
I am.
Do you know what Rod is? A constipated Tommy.
Do you know what? Do you know what Carrie is? A bit of a mole. Sorry, Elon. That's backwards again. I'm a small backwards. Anyway, round two. You're gonna give old Door a chance, you prick.
One zip. Come on, Door. This is you.
Will you let me? Oh, you might.
Carrie.
Tommy. Door. Damn it.
Erak.
Hang on. Hey, are you really not going to give our celebrity guest a go?
Off you go.
Okay, come on,
Door. Come on, Door.
It's 50 Cent in the club.
Good on you, Rod Stewart.
Door.
What's Stewart backwards?
Two was.
All right.
All right. If we're playing that game, what is? And you might be surprised I know it, but what is? Jesse Watkins backwards, quick bug names.
S. Edge Snicktor.
Oh, he's good.
That was really good. he saw old Door coming from a mile off.
It was a big wind up.
Well, you're not all old, right. Rod.
It's Door. Okay. So, why do I keep
it's all tied up, but one all.
Hang on.
Song number three. Okay. Because
of my hump. Tommy,
you got it.
Door. It's my hump. I'm Rod. It's my arms.
Forward if he got to play it backwards.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hang on. I've got a question.
That was S. Edge.
Young man, I've got a question. Did you play it forward or did you play it backwards? Backwards.
It was backwards, backwards.
My boy.
Door takes the lead.
Door.
Song number four. This is for the wind door.
Yeah.
The wind.
The window.
Door.
Carry.
What's your flavour?
Craig
Table.
Forward, Jesse.
Door wins.
Oi,
guess what?
It's not time called for you same but forwards oi, with Rod Stewart.
Oi, you guess what, love? It's time for you to take a walk out that door.
Thanks, Rod.
Piss off.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know I love my music.
Yeah.
Oh, but I've been doing a deep dive. Not really a deep dive. I read a Rolling Stone magazine article. And it was
you're reading Rolling Stone?
You're off the New York Times.
My subscription. So I read this Rolling Stone article. I didn't realize how many bands had bust ups.
What do you mean?
Yes.
Oh, like Oasis.
Yeah, so that's one.
Public.
That's number. Where's Oasis come? That's number two.
Guns N' Roses.
On the top 50 breakups of all time.
Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, where was Guns N' Roses? Oh, she's taking my list. Do you have the full list? Oh, there we go. Here we go. Guns N' Roses came in at number. Should have really looked at this before. Talk amongst yourselves.
Sorry,
22.
Don't ask any questions.
22.
just let it go.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
So, One Direction came in at number 50. What amuses me about One Direction is I never really followed them at the time, and I didn't realise Zayn was the issue at the time. He says he never really wanted in on the band. His heart wasn't in it. He was like, he'd try and like trick things up when they were recording. He'd just slip in a bit of R&B, and then they'd always go take two, take three until he did it exactly the way they wanted
Zayn
it.
Zayn just sing like
imagine reluctantly being part of one of the biggest boy bands of all time.
And he quit in 2015 because Zayn wanted to go be Zayn. Who got bigger, Harry or Zayn? I think Harry.
But I don't think Zayn was ever going to get bigger than Harry.
Well, he had one good song. So we'll piss off the neighbors. That was a great tune. I loved it. Pillow Talk.
Yeah. The place that feels your tears, the place you lose your fears, reckless behavior. Didn't Zayn do some pretty nasty stuff as well?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Anyway, good. 47, Pussycat Dolls. Pussycat Dolls. I've got
they split up?
Mr. Pussycat Dolls.
Are they still going?
Oh my God. No, they split up again. So remember when we got to speak to them when they came down here
and
did the War Famous
And we
rooftop?
Weren't allowed to speak about
anything?
Yeah.
was that the perfume chat or was that a different one?
No, that was Kim Kardashian.
That was Kim Kardashian.
But yeah, no, they split up again. That was for a second time. So COVID ended up halting their world tour or their comeback tour, and therefore they split up again.
But I was reading something about how it was meant to be. They were called the Pussycat Dolls, with featuring Nicole Scherzinger, and that when they'd be on stage and people would shout out to the other ones, like Pussycat Doll Melody would say, you know, like, thanks for supporting us, even though I'm not featured in the name. And she'd say this kind of stuff on stage. Is that true?
It's true. So the Pussycat Dolls were established because they were a burlesque unit. So, and then what happened was Nicole, who appeared on the US version of Popstars, she ended up winning her girl group. Anyway, she was then poached to become the front woman of the Pussycat Dolls because someone in their marketing team thought, hey, we can actually make this a girl group. Just actually find one vocalist and the rest can dance behind her, which is essentially what they were.
Oh, because Nicole Scherzinger is actually an opera singer, isn't she?
She's multiple things.
Yeah.
She's multiple things.
Tell everyone the thing about how she's better than Beyonce.
Oh, that'll come up next week.
That's your personal thoughts, not mine.
I'm surprised they had a split, though, because she seems so easygoing.
My favourite girl band of all time, though.
It's just fun.
Destiny's Child. And I have no idea that there was actually an original Destiny's Child.
When there were four.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the way that two of the members, LaToya and Latavia, found out they weren't in the band anymore is when Say My Name, the film clip, came on TV and then they looked and they were like, oh, we weren't there for that recording. Yeah. We're not in the group anymore.
Say My Name. It's Latavia. I used to be in them.
Anyway, there's heaps more I could tell you about. We're out of time.
Oh,
do you want me to tell you more next?
Just give us the number one on the list.
Number one was the Beatles, obviously. And it wasn't Yoko Ono's fault.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was when their manager left. Apparently, it was Brian's fault. The whole band fell apart and the new guy took over and it was just never the same again.
Do you know it's all right. It was just more boring facts.
About Brian?
Yeah, it was about Brian.
Yeah, my dad's name is Brian.
Yeah, that was what my fact was going to be.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, and guys, back to back to back to back to back today is a follow-up.
Oh, because we were just talking earlier about the greatest bust-ups in band history. At number one was the Beatles. Oasis close behind. But Web Guy Eli, who's Mr. Music Extraordinaire, he was like, you've missed the greatest of all time, the greatest band bust-up.
Well, just before going to the messiest band bust-up, I wanted to talk about Destiny's Child. Because when the two replacements came in, one of them was Michelle, who we know.
So there was originally four.
There were originally four.
I didn't realize that Beyonce's dad managed them too.
Yes. So he always
I thought it was the mum.
No. No, so she used to design their clothes.
Oh.
And so Beyonce's dad was their manager, and he always favoured Beyonce and her childhood best friend, who was Kelly.
Dad, where are we playing? Mum, what are we wearing? Just the usual.
So when Latavia and LaToya left the group initially, they were replaced by Farrah and Michelle. Michelle, who we know, was part of the trio.
The strongest, in my mind.
So in the archive, some audio has been found where in one of their final recording sessions as a quartet...
Yes.
Well done.
Farrah was supposed to go catch a flight that evening to go back home, but they had run a little bit over time with their recording, and Beyonce's pretty much telling her, leave. And this was one of the final moments they had together as a group.
That's the last flight out of here?
Yes, ma'am. You might have to go straight to the airport.
Okay. I don't have no luggage.
I'm rolling.
But it's better for you to go home than not have luggage.
No, it's not. Because where y'all coming out there?
Well, somebody can send your luggage.
But then I'm going to have to wait for 4 days before I get all my stuff.
It's either that or you're going to probably miss your flight.
So then Beyonce pretty much sent her to the airport, Farrah went home and never returned.
But yet that's not the greatest of all time.
No.
So what's the greatest?
So do you remember B2K? No. They're probably best known for this song.
Great tune.
So
I don't actually know how I've lived without that in my life for some time now. Yeah. What a tune.
So there were three members initially in the band, and then
B2 and K.
Yes. And then their management And then their management thought they'd get in Omarion as the fourth member because he had a bit more of a marketable look and he had one of the stronger voices in the group. So the other three were already a bit envious of that positioning for him. That one of them ended up with his girlfriend. And one of the other members ended up with his mother.
Really?
It's real messy.
It's a sexy song. I get it.
Big time. Anyway, so they had the messiest breakup, and it was very public as well because they were all posting about one another online and on social.
Wow. Thank you.
Someone get onto Rolling Stone and say, hey, you thought the Beatles was number one. No, thank you.
Y2K. It's no, what's the B2K? Y2K.
It's bum, bum, bum.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home for your Friday afternoon. And guys, we just found out that you can be going to see Pink in Paris with you guys, all thanks to Specsavers.
Yeah, you're going to need good vision if you want to see Pink clearly in Paris, don't you?
The great thing about Specsavers is every store has an optometrist in the store so they can sort you out so you can see some of the best sights in the world in Paris with us.
Go book a bulk build eye test.
Yeah.
That's what's great. They're bulk build.
Yes.
Go do it today. Specsavers. Your care is their business.
Yes.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy rapt or roll.
See, Papa already has a question.
Now, son, are you playing Super Mario themed music?
It does sound a bit Super Mario, but it's
Casio,
just a regular Casio.
Is it?
My Casio.
Yeah.
Mama knows your Casio.
Yeah, Mama knows.
When we couldn't afford the baby grand, we did it on the Casio.
Oh, times have changed. You've got 7 baby grands now.
How are
Hang
you
on,
feeling
do you have
about
a baby grand?
No, I've always wanted one, though.
You can fit one on the landing.
Oh, don't.
The granding.
The baby granding. Guys, I'll kick things off.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm both wrapped and raw. Mm. I'm wrapped because I'm taking part in the first ever kickboxing match against world champ Tim Zoo. But I'm a bit raw because I thought I was just signing up my mind and my body, but I didn't realise that included my liver.
How many punches do you think you will get in to Tommy? Because we've been having quite the debate in here about how long he'll last and how serious you're going to take this.
I think the real question is how many will I miss?
And that
won't be many, let's just say that.
Damn it. Why, you're not planning on throwing many?
No, I'm planning on throwing everything.
Damn it.
Intent.
Where's the highest you'll hit on the body?
Where's the highest?
Will you go for
my
a head
nose?
Blow?
My nose goes down to my chest. So
I'm going for the liver. That little liver. Yeah,
this is a good
liver. Sounds cute.
Tim,
his liver's already struggling. He doesn't need a blow to it from you as well.
Poor thing.
What training can you do to get the liver in?
I've been drinking heavily.
I think you meant to stop drinking, so it's a bit more ripe. No.
Is that what I wanted? Right, he's ready to fight. His liver's looking ripe.
How are you feeling, Jesse?
Well, guys, it's actually not me that is raw. It is our other Jesse, the ferret. He is extremely raw because Tommy was very rude to him the other day.
Stop. Stop.
Ooh.
Our ferret's reaction to that, Sandy, and I haven't seen him that excited since it went off the 30,000.
Really?
Yes.
Is he up and about?
He's very up and about.
It's so weird because you know why I'm having trouble reading his emotions? Because he got his eyebrows trimmed, Sandy. And they,
feathered.
And they are
They really
feathered.
Frame his face now, though. They're distracting.
I was going to say, you can see better now.
No, but they look shocking. And his eyebrows used to be so expressive, and now they're just these little caterpillars above his head.
Oh, that's because they had a little bit of Botox in there as well.
Stop talking. And start talking.
I'm still confused. Isn't that you, though, the other Jesse?
That's Jesse the ferret.
Yeah, but that's you.
No.
Jesse,
no,
you can tell her to stop talking.
Okay, stop talking.
No, I still need to talk now.
Yeah,
everyone's raw this week. I am raw like an onion that Tony Abbott would bite into this afternoon. I'm raw because... So raw. Like the onions we pre-chopped to try and fool the magnificent Miguel into...
You'd be into Tony Abbott as well. He's right in your den.
In the eating zone.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony, you can bite me. I won't make you cry.
We tried to trick Miguel in an onion cutting competition.
And Carrie Tommy Show, if you would like to see the video.
Busted. I know.
Have a listen. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, my God, Miguel is whipping through that onion so fast, and he's not looking at all. And he's done now. And he's chopping. Yeah. Oh, my God, Tommy's actually looks...
Oh, my God, Tommy, that's insane.
Tommy's is actually unbelievable. Can we take these off?
Yes, you can.
Oh, look at this.
That is actually
a lazy bull over here.
Can you please record this for Instagram? Record this.
What do you think about his chopping skills?
I didn't see anything, so I'm kind of the guy they need to see to believe. But it looks pretty amazing. And by judging how bland that knife it is, I reckon you are very skillful or a really good liar.
And what would you put your money on?
Oh, I mean, I never judge people for the first impression. Never a second chance to change a first impression. But I think you're lying.
Do you know what gave it away is when he held up his knife before and it still had onion from it from when they pre-cut the onion. But, forget about the raw onions. There were tears of joy because we
are
off
Tony had a bite.
To Paris. We're going to see Pink live in Paris and you are coming with us. You can get involved from Monday morning, 8:30. Yes. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Bonsoir, bitches.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. You've enjoyed that Carrie and Tommy podcast. Now, treat yourself to some mayhem at Chemist Warehouse with half price off all big brand vitamins and cosmetics. T's and C's apply. Great savings every day.
Bye.
Bye.